Well, you've probably seen the headlines. Let's see here. Jeff Bezos, apparently considering selling the Washington Post to buy the Washington Commanders football team. Word is he would change the name to Washington Commies or the Washington Communists. That'd be Jeff Bezos. Scott, is that you laughing? Scott Shepherd on the line with me, a fellow at the National Center as well as director of the National Center's Free Enterprise Project. I'm sorry, did I get you there?
Yeah, Steve, I like that. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. The Washington Communists, owned by Jeff Bezos. Anyhow, Bezos is dumping a whole bunch of people at his company, too, Scott. What is it, 18 or 20,000 people lost their job. Anyhow, good to have you here.
Oh, good to have you. Good to be with you, Steve. Always great to talk to you.
All right, so they're ending Amazon, also ending its Amazon Smile charity program. But as you found out, what's this mean?
Well, I mean, it's typical, absolutely typical of the Amazon we've all come to know and loathe. It's the Amazon Smile program had its problems. It relied on the Southern Poverty Law Center, which used to, decades ago, fought civil rights and is now
The Southern Poverty Law Center has been discredited for 25 years.
That's right.
Its founder, you know, was getting handsy with the help, among other things. I mean, the place categorizes Christians as terrorist organizations. Good God!
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's just one of these. I mean, that used to be cutting edge lunacy just a couple of years ago. But then, of course, we got the Biden administration and Merrick Garland. So you remember, Obama promised this was going to be a straight shooter down the line on the Supreme Court. And the one good thing Turtle McConnell ever did in the Senate was keeping him off the Supreme Court. But he was going to be amazing on the Supreme Court. But now he thinks that parents who object to having their children indoctrinated, those are terrorists too. So
right, exactly.
The Southern Poverty Law Center was cutting edge. But anyway, this Amazon Smile program had its problems in that they were using the SPLC as a way to weed out conservative Christian groups. As groups that customers could donate to. But by and large, it really lived up to this otherwise useless stakeholder capitalism theory.
Let me stop you right there, just so we're clear about this, as we are every single time.
Yeah.
Stakeholder capitalism is just a new name for socialism. It's not
right.
Capitalism at all. It's BS, and it's just a repackaging of garbage in a shiny new label.
That's right, because real capitalism is shareholder capitalism, because the shareholders, the people who own the company and buy the shares, are the capitalists, not the people who run the investment houses where they buy ETFs, but the people whose actual money goes into it. They're shareholders. The companies have to be run under fiduciary duty law, under corporations law, have to be run for the best interests of shareholders. Now, these left-wing companies run by CEOs who all met at Davos last week, who want to run companies according to their personal policy preferences in order to turn them into fiefdoms that do the bidding of the left, they've been embracing rhetorically stakeholder capitalism, where they say, oh, we're just doing good for all stakeholders and doing the wishes of all stakeholders. Well, you can't do that, because stakeholders are everybody. And we all know that everybody, that the whole of the American people, have different goals and desires that conflict with one another. So you can't do the wishes of all stakeholders. In the end, it's just CEOs doing their own personal policy preferences, violating the fiduciary duties, breaking the law, and calling it stakeholder capitalism. But one relative bright spot where a little bit of stakeholder capitalism was going on was this Amazon Smile program, because customers could buy through the program and send a tiny little bit of Amazon revenue toward the charity of their choice, not of Amazon's choice. Well, that was too much. That was too much stakeholder, genuine stakeholder capitalism for Amazon.
Right.
They weren't getting to control things as much as they wanted. So they're ending the Amazon Smile program. And in the press release in which they announced they were ending the program, they said that, gosh, not enough money was going through this program to the organizations that they really, that the Amazon executives really care about. And so they're going to end the program, not just give a little extra money to the programs that the execs want, but end the program to give more money. And the groups they're going to give more money to are historically disadvantaged groups, which means to say, is what they always do, right? It's diverse groups. But what diverse groups mean is that they're going to discriminate on the basis of race. They're discriminated on the basis of sex. They're going to discriminate on the basis of orientation, all of which are illegal, in order to funnel money to groups that they consider, on those three bases, they consider better and more noble groups, which
right.
means not men, not white people, and not straight people.
Right. So, you know, the majority of Americans.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the majority of Americans, we don't care about you. So it's typical. It's just bizarre to me. Look, what did I ever do to become the enemy? Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, what did I do to be called a domestic terrorist?
I grew up in Appalachia, in the northern Appalachia. It goes all the way up into Pennsylvania. But
right.
I grew up in the woods. My parents grew up dirt poor. And I didn't have a lot, but you know what? We're privileged. We absolutely had everything handed to us, even if we were dirt poor in Appalachia. So, you know, that's how these lunatics think. They're just racists. But now racism is the thing that you have to be, because somehow it's anti-racist.
Which is just, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Scott, where do you think, Amazon does these things. Nobody ever questions them except for people like you. And you, of course, get called names and marginalized because the quickest way to end the conversation, he's a racist! Racist!
You know, and then,
you know, because that way they can just, you know.
That's a badge of honor. If the left is calling you a racist, you know you're getting something right because those people are evil. And so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, where do we go from here?
Well, I think that, and we're doing some of this at my organization, the Free Enterprise Project of the National Center for Public Policy Research, had to get a little plug in, but we are starting to sue companies that are acting on blatantly, genuinely racist terms. We're suing Starbucks because it's discriminating on the basis of race and hiring and promotion. We've got demands out to other corporations that we expect will be suing before too long if they come to heel. And we're going to have to get a lot of damages out of some companies and get some executives fired. And then they'll probably back off from the explicit, obvious discrimination. Although God knows that some of the true believers will keep trying. And we've got to start suing companies in shareholder derivative suits so that the executives have to pay out of their own pockets. Break Larry Fink or break Brian Moynihan at Bank of America in their own pockets. And
right.
then others will come to heel.
Yeah. Well, I greatly appreciate your input, Scott. I do. I'm glad you got out of the Hill Country.
Yeah.
Congratulations
on
that.
I got shoes and everything now, Steve.
Well, do you still own the banjo? That's all I want to know. Anyhow,
yeah.
Scott Shepherd. National Center is the director of the National Center's Free Enterprise Project. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.